Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Wednesday, kind of cruising through the week. Got a busy show for you coming up here in just a few seconds. Going to head up to the Devil's Lake area and check in with our friend Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy. Later this afternoon, we're going to check in with the head of the North Dakota FSA, Marcy Svenningson. We'll get a rundown on conservation program, other things going on, ERP2, all that kind of fun stuff. We'll get an update about 2:09. We're also going to check in with our friends from Advanced Trading at 2:20, talking about markets today. Not everything is down, but it's not a great day before the big report day tomorrow. We're also going to bring in the state veterinarian from North Dakota, Dr. Ethan Andrus is going to join us. We're going to talk about HPAI. It seems to be the big topic everywhere. And, of course, we don't have it in cattle yet in our neck of the woods, but it's been found in three states. I want to talk to him about that. And tuberculosis and a few other things that are going on with animals. We also are going to check in with Cowboy up in the Thompson area with Legacy Seeds. They're getting set to move seeds and starting to think about the spring of 2024 in the planting season. And we're kind of doing the preseason update as well with our guys that do the daily crop update with us. And normally on a Monday, we got Jason Hansen of Devil's Lake Rock and Roll Agronomy. But Jason, you've been busier than busy and probably busy again today. But how are things up in your neck of the woods?
Pretty decent. We've got this cold snap that's kind of come through. I was out this past weekend and the ice was refreezing. The lake was, you're in your house, and it's just popping. It's a constant snap, crackle, pop going on with the ice. So it's, we've cooled down, and we missed all of the snow. We got nothing.
So are you, like, black surface then? Like, it's ready to go just as soon as things warm up?
Yeah, okay. there's not that much snow left in our trees or shelter belts, a little bit in the yards. But, there's not too much. And if we'd have stayed temperatures we were going, it would probably all be gone. But we've cooled off, which is fine, I guess. But yeah, it's I have not been out to see. I've checked in, Don, and things are still cold out in fields, even with this no snow cover. But that's the way it is, I guess. It's kind of it's not like spring. It's felt like spring for a long time, but it just can't warm up.
I think it's funny that we actually have to get to spring to cool back down again. It was so warm in February. It was so nice. The snow is gone, and I have been saying it's like a lot of the folks I've been talking to. I figured we'd be at 60 by now, to be honest with you, as warm as we were back in February and even in January. But you know what? It still can still happen. And in fact, I was reminded today, I was talking to a friend in Minnesota, and we were talking about ag in the classroom, and she was telling me last year, it was May 1st, they were going to be hosting one of their events, and we had a blizzard in our area. So things can still happen, even though we don't want them to.
I think we're at the point now where we're kind of like mentally done with snow. And it's like, you know what, if we're going to get precip, let's just let it be rain.
Right.
And we'll take it as it goes that way. So, but most people are not too excited yet. It's kind of been this teaser for so long. If after Easter here, I think there'll be more chit-chat. I'm just starting to get in to talk to my farmers right now because, I've been on the road a lot talking other things with retailers and other places, but just kind of getting to that point.
All right. I have to digress for a moment because we always talk fishing and other things with Doug Lear. So, and I saw your post. I don't remember if I watched the whole video, but you were fishing and you were talking about the fact you must have been in Devil's Lake and you were talking about the ice popping. So how much depth is on Devil's Lake right now? And is there still a fair portion of people out there trying to ice fish?
Yeah, there was. I was out there on Saturday this past weekend, and there was one pickup south that was on the ice.
Oh, my gosh.
Four pickups right along the edge on the ice, and that was probably 12, 14 houses, takedown houses that were out there fishing. And I was on, I don't know, I'd say I was 18-plus inches of ice yet.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
So,
is there a lot of varying depths on, I'm assuming there's still bad spots on Devil's Lake, or is that a pretty good solid foot to 18 inches pretty much anywhere you go?
No, if you were to drive by, Highway 20 Bridge, 57 Bridge, 6 Mile Bridge, the Mave Coulee, you would wonder why anybody was out fishing, because there's open water, and a lot of it, where you just get that movement underneath the bridges. But those places, you know, to avoid, stay away from. And there's pressure ridges that opened up. It's a lot of water there. So you got to know where to go and where not to go. But I walked out. I didn't drive. It's even if it gets super cold again for a stretch, I'm done putting my vehicle out there. This was where these guys were parked, was really safe. If it fell through, you'd be in mud. You wouldn't be in water.
You wouldn't go through.
So you're that close to shore.
Okay. Yep. All right, so anything circled on the calendar yet? Are we on course to maybe, if we warm up? But that's the million-dollar question. We're supposed to be in the 40s by this weekend. I haven't seen long-range forecast to see if we're... But it's, I mean, we're going to be in April, like, in a, like several days here. So, like, 4 days. So
yep.
We got the April sun working for us. As long as we can keep the snow away, being back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, not that big of a deal. I just have a feeling that we're going to get things moving along pretty quickly. I know you're not a weather forecaster, but any hindrance once we start to warm up, or you think everything like moisture level and everything along those lines? I'm assuming frost is out or close to being out. Maybe it's not in the Devil's Lake area.
I have not taken my truck out with my soil probe to see where the frost line is at on stuff. I'm more curious what our moisture levels are. One indication, this reminds me a lot of 21, is that these saline sodic areas are really starting to show up. So that means we've dried out with this open winter. So we're going to need some moisture to get us started. But once yards are pretty firm, you don't have to deal with mud anymore, so that's good. There'll be some more stuff happening. The feeling I get is most people are pretty positive. An early start can overcome some of these depressed grain markets. It seems like that's if your market is low and you start late, that doesn't feel that's right. The worst case scenario.
Right.
So we got it feels pretty good. Now, you sit down with people and you know it's like, well, what are we planning this year? What do you guys feel? And all of a sudden you start hearing words like oats, durum, a lot more pinto beans, quinoa, camelina. It's like, oh, this is low markets bring out interest in other specialty crops.
That is interesting.
So there'd be, okay. We'll possibly see some of the stuff. Now, some of it I got to go through and find out. I've been charged to go find out more information. So that's what I've been doing here when I get time in front of my computer.
All right, very good. Well, just wanted to make sure you're rocking and rolling around and you survived. And I know you've been super busy. Like you said, you've been meeting with folks and just getting set. Well, you're going to be meeting with your folks coming up here in the near future. But I figured we'll get things going again with our daily crop update in the noon hour. We'll start that the week of April 15th. Does that feel good? From everybody I've talked to so far, the other guys, they think that might be a good date to be back talking about crops or be at least maybe some field work going on.
Yeah, I would say that's probably when this middle of April is a time where people are going to get more anxious around, do we think it's ready to go? It's fit. If it's set, that's probably pretty decent time, I would say.
All right, very good. Jason Hansen, Rock and Roll Agronomy. You also hear his voice on many a podcast and different things. Where do we find you, by the way, these days? I haven't talked to you forever. Got you to promote your podcast.
No, we did. We just had an episode with Naeem Kelwar, soil health specialist up in Langdon, talking about salinity, sodicity, things like that. So you just got to go on to Spotify or Apple, type in Agronomist Happy Hour, and you can listen to my sultry voice on your radio.
It sounds like you have been talking too much. Either that or you caught a cold from the fish. One of the two. You need more lutefisk in your life, Jason. You need more lutefisk.
Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't? That's the cure for a lot of good things.
All right.
I was out in Lignite, North Dakota, and Bow Bells, and I'll tell you what, if you ever get to the joint in Bow Bells, and they got their smoked brisket and smoked mac and cheese, you better stop.
Oh, the joint. No, we got to stop here for a second. The joint. And that is near Bow Bells?
And it is in Bow Bells, yes.
Okay, and you were giving it a recommendation for folks to try out if you're up in that neck of the woods, correct? At least the smoke products.
Yep. There was a lot of smoking going on at the joint.
Wasn't any other Hansons up there, were there? Jason, take care. I appreciate you popping on, and we'll visit with you starting in a couple of weeks, so get that voice rested up.
Can't wait. See you then.